What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Al, you're kind of correct, but America's already been changed because we're not America anymore. We're the United States of Empire. Yeah, we've already been changed to the fact where I don't think we're going to ever go back to being what we were when George Washington was around. There's just too much power and influence and money involved, you know, like with the military-industrial complex. And we're Rome, which brings me to inflation. It's going to get worse because the world's moving away from the dollar, and Trump seems like he's escalating it. So it's not going to get any better.
I don't think he can stop it.
No, but he's helping usher it in with all this tariffs on everybody. Is he going to put sanctions on Turkey now because of the S-400?
Could very well be.
Which will just move them even closer. But Mike, I'm hearing from people I know who have family in Turkey, and they're saying even the media over there, who, you know, the media and all the liberal cities over there, because, you know, they didn't vote for Erdogan this past election, right? They voted because they're more liberal. They don't like this pushing them around. Turkey doesn't like to be pushed around, you know?
Nobody does.
And, yeah, but with the West doing it, and people who like the West over there, they don't like it because they're nationalists, a lot of them still, even though they're globalists, because they're like the West. So Trump is moving us. He's isolating us. He's doing what he said he was, you know. One of the promises he wanted to, you know, get out, you know, not be globalist, be nationalist, pride in your country. But I don't know, Mike. Like you said, like with him making these crazy comments, you know, the crazy comments. And then did you see that he's not going to do anything with the prescriptions now? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What has he done then? I mean, I want all these Trump supporters to call in saying he's going to part the Red Sea and part the Atlantic Ocean and part the Pacific Ocean, because it's just nothing. There's no border wall. The wars are going on. He's selling all these weapons to Saudi Arabia. They're calling Saudi Arabia, we're selling them human rights or whatever. I mean, this is nuts. I mean,
Being done about questionable vaccinations. Nothing's being done about our crooked election system. Nothing's being done to lower medical costs. Trump's a disappointment. There's no other way to describe it.
And no infrastructure. No talk from anybody about infrastructure. You know? I mean, and Mike, the British need some retraining on how to build ships. Because of the aircraft carrier leaking. My God.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, they said the water is up to neck level in some of the parts of the ship, the aircraft carrier. So that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
You know, and remember not too long ago, the British, they had some welding problems on their subs. You know? So it's a mess. And you know what I find just sick? It seems like the world is just selling, we're all selling weapons to each other. Like, you would think, like, India would have something better to spend their money on than buying weapons from Israel. You know, putting new infrastructure in India, helping the people out.
All of these countries, the U.S. included, we've got better things to be spending our money on. You know, but there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons.
Yeah, I don't know. If Trump gets back in, who cares if he does, who cares if he don't? What's changed? Nothing. So it doesn't matter if he gets in or not. You know? Remember, that's all we had hope for, Mike. Like, this is all we had with him and Hillary. That was it. The scrapings of the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Pretty much, I think, you know? But people can differ with me. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, yeah, I'm getting a confirmation here that the decision on Jeff Epstein's bail will be announced on Thursday. But apparently the judge during the hearing did drop hints saying that in the case of sexual predators, the presumption is they'll continue to stay in jail. So he's telegraphing at least the intention to keep Epstein in jail. Of course, the judge could get a phone call late at night or a note under the door with a lot of zeros on it. So we'll see what happens on Thursday. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And something I mentioned before, apparently it's already happening. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog. Food shortage warnings are already starting to appear. And we knew this was coming from those disastrous spring melt floods throughout the Midwest and the Mississippi Valley. And Tropical Storm Barry has just made things worse. So be very careful about making sure that you have enough food. Don't waste any of it. There's a big problem with food waste in this country. Half of all food winds up getting thrown away. We can't afford to do that anymore. Not in the current situation. All righty. Now, over at the Treasury Department, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has confirmed that the U.S. could default on its $22 trillion debt in as little as 2 months if emergency measures are not taken, which I guess means going on out and starting to grab wallets off the American people. And he said, based on updated projections, there is a scenario in which we run out of cash by early September before Congress reconvenes. So what he's trying to do basically is goose Congress into raising the debt cap, the borrowing cap, before they head on out for their summer recess. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to make a comment. You were talking about Ilhan Omar. And,
yes.
I've read some comments online that she's calling us racists and sexists and bigots and, you know, all the vile crap that can pass through somebody's mind. And I was wondering, why did she come to the United States if she knew we were racist and bigots and sexist and all that stuff? Why did she come to the United States? Why didn't she stay in her own country where I'm sure she can't even get a driver's license to drive? Okay, because, you know, the Islamic rules are very stringent, and they're not even allowed to drive. They don't have a male next to them. At least that's what I understand. But, you know, for her to come out and say this about the United States after she has become a representative, she has become a member of the House of Representatives, and then she's lashing out at us, calling us racists. I mean, what is wrong with this woman? You know, this is what I want to know. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well,
you know,
I'm surprised. It's not a problem with the woman. The problem is that we Americans have lost the art of a debate. We had a caller on the show Friday who basically came in and said, the way you have a proper debate is you have a thesis, you have an antithesis, and out of the two comes a synthesis of something new, a new idea, a new piece of knowledge. We don't have that anymore. We have everybody's out there on Twitter screaming, you're a Nazi, you're a racist, you're this, you're that. That's not really a debate, and that's why nothing is getting accomplished.
Why? Maybe somebody ought to remind her the country she came from, because she, as I understand, she was not born in the United States. And,
no, she was born in Mogadishu.
Make a little, you know, a little comment. Say, hey, listen, the country came from does not allow women to represent people in whatever parliamentary form of democracy they have or they don't have. So I felt profoundly insulted. This woman calling me a racist? I mean, it doesn't matter where I go. I'm still an American. Okay, so whenever somebody makes a comment like that, I feel personally, mortally damaged, because I never hated anybody based on race. I live in South America, Mike. You know, I mean, all you have around are just brown-skinned people. So it would be unfair somebody, to call me a racist when I live amongst them. I had Venezuelans working for me here because I did a major reform of my house, and I hired Venezuelans coming from Venezuela, refugees, and I paid them a good salary, three times as much as they earn in Venezuela. So, I provided food for them. I provided shelter for them. They didn't have to spend a penny, Mike. And how can anybody call me a racist, when I did all this stuff? And for this woman, Ilhan Omar, to come out and say that the United States is racist, then why did you come to the United States? That's my question. Why didn't you stay in your home country? If you think the United States is racist, fine, don't go there. Nobody's forcing you at gunpoint to go to the United States. Am I right or wrong, Mike?
No, you're absolutely
Trump,
right.
By the way, I want to make a side remark here. I would never apologize either for Trump's remarks. You know why? Because he's right. If she doesn't, if she feels out of place in the United States, then she should go back. That's what I would do. If I go to a country, for example, I'm in Brazil. So if I feel out of place, all I have to do is just purchase a one-way ticket back to Miami and get on the plane and get out of here. That's what I have to do. I don't have to raise it, I don't have to make an issue out of it. So Trump, I think he's in the right. He should not apologize for what he said, and neither would I. Your comment now.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm understanding where Trump is coming from. But my concern is the optics on it were bad, and it's going to be used against him by the liberals.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, the liberals are always looking for something to complain about. They're a bunch of corrupt babies. We all know that. So Trump just gave them more ammunition, basically. This is what it is. So. But anyway, Mike, this is all I have to say, okay? Have a nice show now, and have a good day now, okay?
Take care. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open now. So getting on back to the national debt, and apparently, according to this article on The Hill, Republicans are kind of struggling to find a backup plan for avoiding a default on that debt of $22 trillion. And leadership wants to attach an increase in the nation's borrowing limit to a budget deal, which would let them consolidate these two very difficult political votes. Because I'm sure, most Americans understand they raise the borrowing limit, it means future taxes go up. And I think most Americans are sick and tired of a government that can't balance its books, can't live within its means, and solves every problem that it has by just borrowing a lot more money and sticking future generations with the debt. But it can't go on forever like that. Sooner or later, something breaks and it comes apart. And $22 trillion, that is an awful lot of money, even for the U.S. government. Anyway, apparently today's Prime Day. Amazon is out there expecting to do $6 billion worth of sales. A lot of other places with an online presence like Walmart are holding sales as well, trying to compete for some of that business. But apparently you can now buy a do-it-yourself tiny house kit on Amazon. It comes with free shipping. It's called the Allwood Cabin Getaway Model. It's a high-quality, multi-purpose tiny home or cabin for sale for $18,800 with free shipping to your property for those who want to live the primitive life. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Talking about this Ilhan Omar, this speech that she just recently gave, I just absolutely stunned. And there's one thing that just really jumped out at me, and I've not heard anyone address this yet, when she said that, in fact, I can't get you, well, I can get you the close enough to an exact quote. Oh, here it is. I got the exact quote right here. Something I get criticized all the time is not what you think, so don't gasp. It's that I'm anti-American because I criticize the United States. I believe as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born, and because I'm ashamed of it, continuing to live in its hypocrisy. Wait a minute. Anti-American, but you love this country more than I do. How does that even equate?
Yep.
I mean, here's a woman just outright openly admits, I'm anti-American, but I love the country more than you do, even though you were born here. Honey, you couldn't possibly love this country more than I do. You couldn't even get nowhere within a... You couldn't get three stadiums away from me. That's how far out of the ballpark you are. There's nobody on the face of this planet loves this country more than I do. And I say that with great pride and arrogance. So these comments
I love the country, and for the most part, I love the people, but there are definitely serious problems with the government.
Oh, absolutely. And, if she thinks that Islam is so great, I agree with the other caller. I'm not sure if she came here as an adult, but the way I read it was she came as a refugee, but it didn't say anything about her parents, so I'm assuming she came as an adult. Well, honey, if America's so bad and you think Muslim law is so great, why the hell did you come here? Why didn't you take your shari behind over to Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or Palestine or Uzbekistan or one of those other stands or steins? Why'd you have to come here? Nobody asked you to come here. We don't even want you here. And that's my attitude, and I agree with Trump. You don't like it here? Quit your bitching. Pack up and get out. Now, I know that doesn't set well with a lot of people, but quite frankly, I don't give a damn anymore what anybody thinks. I'm fed up with this crap. You don't like it here? Get the hell out. Thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open now. Turning to the world of immigration and migration, the CEO of Volvo is warning that the company is considering moving its headquarters out of Sweden due to the rise in violent crime. So Hakan Samuelsson told a conference the car maker was losing its appeal to foreign experts and engineers, and further explained his concerns during an interview with SVD Næringsliv. We are building cars. We cannot solve the other problems. Someone else must do that. It's definitely not helping when people read about shootings in Gothenburg and wonder if they really dare to move to Gothenburg. Well, that's a very telling situation. Another article along the same theme, this one from Zero Hedge. Sweden is at war. And apparently last year, Sweden experienced a record number of lethal shootings, 306 in all. 45 people were killed, 135 injured nationwide, most deaths occurring in Region South, where Malmo is located. In March, the Sweden National Forensic Center estimated that since 2012, the number of shootings classified as murder or attempted murder has increased by almost 100%. The center also found that the most popular weapon used in the shootings is the Kalashnikov assault rifle. It's one of the world's most manufactured weapons and used in many wars. When they are no longer needed, they are smuggled into Sweden. So, Sweden, how's that open border policy working out for you? Are you feeling multicultural yet? Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Hey, Angelo, America, welcome back to our show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs your help. Every little bit helps. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Mike in California. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Just let you know, I appreciate your show. I've been listening for a few years, and I've been thinking about calling you for a few years. The information you provide in other shows like Lou Rockwell, Common Sense Show, Hagman, that it's all about the corruption, the broken system, how they take our kids, our property, our rights. Well, we've found you can't beat City Hall. You can beat a traffic ticket. When they come out and tell you that the the gas, your grass is too long, and they put a fine or a lien on your property or steal your kids. We've had cases overturned. We even got the CPS to back off kids. And basically, what we found is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and say I live in California, we have a so-called republic. Overall jurisdiction in California, according to the California Republic, is common law. We focus on that, but mainly the way we beat City Hall is through administrative process. These jurisdictions are mentioned in the Constitution, along with common law, using administrative law, and I believe law of the sea. What we do is we treat everything as an offer. We teach people, you don't argue, you come in peace, and you act in honor. How you do that in an adversarial court? We know of the corruption. People tell us you can't beat City Hall, but we've done it. Basically, administrative law is just that which has the best piece of paper. If you understand the 4 points of a law, contract law, you can beat City Hall. We have probably, I give it 80-90% success rate. According to code enforcement, bankruptcies, foreclosures. Haven't taken on the IRS. I'm not looking forward to that one. But we also, there's a way to beat traffic tickets. So when they seize your property, your kids, there is a way to fight back. And we have one. It's not a perfect record, but the last thing I would ever do is hire a lawyer. And I've been meaning to call you the last few years. People, what's the solution? What's the solution? Being part of a crowd and calling your senator or congressman or writing your senator or congressman, there's no effect. You don't win that way.
True.
And if we do vote, I'm sorry?
I said true.
Yes. So I just call in because I really appreciate your program, your variety of views, but also I actually called Coast to Coast about 4 or 5 years ago, and they hung up on me, said I was a patriot conspirator. And I don't know about that, but basically understand 4 points of contract, and you can beat City Hall. And I just it's took me 8-9 years. I've talked to groups sometimes. I got a lot of free lunch and dinners out of it. But we have brought peace to people, and that's the thing we do is we – I've been involved in groups from California to Phoenix to Reno, around Nevada, Arizona, parts east, and I just wanted to let people know, understand 4 points contract, and you can get relief, and pray to God. We tell everybody, if you got Jesus in your life, or at least until you beat the traffic ticket. It's a spiritual battle, we believe, and it's also administrative. It's also just black and white. Who's got the best words? We keep it simple, and we don't argue. And that's about it. That's all I just wanted to...
Well, I would sure hope that maybe you can get in touch with that guy where the grass overgrew on his home because he was away taking care of his mother's estate, and the guy that he'd hired to keep the grass cut died and he didn't know it, and now the city is threatening to foreclose on his home for the $30,000 in assessed fines for too long grass. Anyway, Mike, thank you for the call. Gotta let you go. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about immigration and enforcement. And Pew Research has come out with a new study saying that the average illegal immigrant lives in America for 15 years. So you've got 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. for an average of 15 years, imposing this tremendous financial burden on the American taxpayer. And apparently, this duration has doubled over the last two decades. It used to be around 7.2 years. Now it's 15 years. There's no enforcement there. Now, they did start the ICE raids, actually started them Friday night, and some are working out very good. They've made some arrests. Others, apparently, the illegal immigrants were prepared with some questions, demanding to see a warrant before they could be arrested. And because ICE didn't have warrants, they had to basically leave empty-handed here. Up in Chicago, the mayor is saying, "We'll obstruct justice to protect illegal aliens from deportation." And apparently over this last weekend, there were ICE raids in 10 cities. Somebody needs to start arresting all these people who are in violation of Title VIII. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged illegal immigrants to resist deportation Thursday, saying they have the right to refuse to open their doors to ICE officers who may try and arrest them in a national sweep. Mrs. Pelosi was in the vanguard of Democrats and immigrant right activists who stepped forward to try and thwart President Trump's plans to step up deportations of illegal immigrant families. She described it as a major test of whether Mr. Trump's get tough policies or their own more welcoming approach to illegal immigration will prevail. And Pelosi said these families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children and tear families apart. And, oh, yes, don't forget to vote Democratic. I'm looking at the Fox News feed right now. They're still going on about these representatives, these progressive Democrats, responding to Donald Trump's tweets. Now, we know there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world, but it does seem like the corporate media is mushrooming us all, keeping us in the dark, feeding us on poo. They're not talking about other important things. Yes, I think it was tacky for Trump to tweet that out. Yes, I understand these people had their feelings hurt, but this has been going on for like half an hour. And enough is enough is enough. Okay, reporter Sydney Hernandez traveled to the Texas border at apparently last Wednesday, about 6 p.m., and the deserted area on the banks of the Rio Grande is a well-known border crossing areas. And during the next 6 hours, Hernandez sent out a series of tweets capturing the images of migrants walking up the dirt roads from the border river where human smugglers cross them at will. The migrant walk up to the first border patrol agent or other law enforcement, and they just turn themselves in and ask for asylum. And then they get into this catch and release program. So Hernandez said she witnessed 20 in the first group, 38 in the second group, then 40, then 50, then about 150. During the six-hour stretch, she counted 298 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico. Apparently, there is a problem up in Chicago where unaccompanied immigrant children are being sent. There are alarming outbreaks of flu, fever, chickenpox, and tuberculosis. This is not just an economic crisis. This is a health crisis. So Heartland Human Care Services, which operates five shelters in Illinois, said it's seen an increase in communicable diseases among minors who arrive there after processing at overtaxed customs and border protection facilities at the border. The largest increase in illness we are seeing currently is flu, fevers, and strep throats. Oh, nasty, nasty stuff here. Okay, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, explained how migrant children are being rented to help other migrants claim asylum when attempting to cross into the United States over the southern border. So basically, Graham was being interviewed on Fox News and basically said that migrants will rent children, cross the border and say, we're a family, we demand asylum. And then the child is put on an airplane, sent back to Mexico to be rented out again. So it's a good idea that they're doing these DNA tests, which they started a while back, to basically say, this child is not the offspring of these adults. So, all righty, we're going to go ahead and grab another phone call. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good day. Good day to you, Michael. I think you should move to Florida. But that one guy that keeps calling from New Jersey, he seems like he likes to bash Trump somewhat. What does he want? Trump's against abortion. He's against all this insanity where the Antifa and all this. These people go around beating up people for no reason. And, you know, the guy from New Jersey with all this taxes he's probably paying in that state, he would want to live in that hellhole. But, you know, Florida is a little different. But, Michael, getting back to, you had a couple cars really wonderful. You had a couple good cars. That one car about Why is she? Why is she even come here? She hates this country. She should get the hell out of here. But Michael, let's go to the chase. Do you think any of these people that are coming here illegally really care about the founding fathers of this country or Northern Europeans?
No.
Do you think they really give a damn about those men who made this the greatest country on earth that everybody wants to come to? These people don't care. They only come here for the jobs and the money, Michael. And that guy in New Jersey bashes Trump all the time. Would you rather have a sleepy China Joe Biden? Want China Joe? You want a guy from who embraces China? This guy in New Jersey, he's always bashing Trump. Does he have anything good to say about Trump? Yeah, Trump might be a little kooky in some ways. But you know what, Michael? He's the one that brought up the wall. He's the one that brought up a lot of things that never would have been exposed, ever, for a guy like him. And he has the balls to stand up and tell us these demon rats, demons, what's going on. That's what I got to say, Michael.
Again, Trump talks tough about the wall. He talks tough about a lot of things. In the end, it comes down to what actually gets done. And what I'm waiting to hear is a number of just how many
I might need to change my gown. I got a little syrup on there.
Okay. What I'm waiting to hear is an actual number as to how many illegal immigrants were arrested over the weekend, because it doesn't sound like they got very many.
Yes, sir.
So it's not being effective.
That's correct.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Tom, we're going to let you go and switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Hope you're doing well. Good call by Tom. I love Art from Off the Grid. I wish I could get a hold of his show, but another great call by him, like you have so many. But I had a question for you, Michael, that I want to get your answer on and your perspective on. And that's simply, who do constitutional rights apply to? I mean, who do United States constitutional rights apply to?
They apply to the citizens of this country first and foremost, but courts have subsequently ruled that anybody standing in the United States of America is protected by the Bill of Rights.
Okay. Because I really don't understand this. If you're going to stand on U.S. rights and constitutional rights, and I'm an officer enforcing U.S. law, then you need to show me that you're privileged to the U.S. protections.
Well, a big part of the immigration problem right now is we do have the laws that allow for these people to be arrested and deported. It's called Title VIII, and it's just simply not being enforced. And you've got the obstructionist Democrats in Congress. They're fighting Trump on this tooth and nail because they're counting on those illegal immigrants to vote Democratic next year.
Well, if they had warrants for these people's arrests, then obviously they know enough about them to perpetuate a warrant for their arrest, the authorities who were pursuing them.
Well, apparently in one part of the country, ICE just showed up without warrants, and they had to leave empty-handed. Now, that wasn't true down in San Diego, where they arrested 20 criminal aliens and immigration fugitives.
Well, you know, I think they should just do what they normally do. That wouldn't stop them from stopping a U.S. citizen. I mean, it happens all the time, and they get if they do get sued in court, they get a slap on the wrist. I say just go ahead and take them, and then let another judge rule on the legalities of them being taken when they couldn't prove that they were a U.S. citizen. I say just go ahead on.
Like Trump
said,
agreement.
Take the guns. Like Trump said, just take the guns first.
I'm in agreement. I'm absolutely in agreement. That, you know, if they're an illegal immigrant, if they cannot document they're a U.S. citizen, just grab them and throw them on the bus.
Yeah. You know, I just like to always check in with a sound, sane mind like yourself, Michael. Keep up the good work, and thanks for another good show.
All right, well, thank you very much. Here, we're going to let you go and switch over to Nathan in Northern California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Am I coming in okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, I got a kick out of you. One of the last callers you had who said if they don't like it here, you know, get the H out. And I thought that was great. I did hear Trump's speech when he was talking about, you know, telling these people, if you don't like it here, leave. And he was speaking about one of the women who was discussing Al-Qaeda and sort of praising them. And he felt highly offended at that. And maybe he did lose his temper, but you have to realize that 90% of the media is against Trump, and they spin it all which way, you know, never.
Well, that's why he's got to be careful. I'm not disagreeing with what Trump said. I'm just saying the optics on it are bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, I understand a little bit. But I do like a president who does speak his mind. I think people love that. And many people don't know this, but he is on a pace to raise $2.5 billion for his 2020 campaign. And Dustin mentions, oh, he's owned by Sheldon Adelson or whatever. Well, maybe when he did raise $600 million, but now with $2.5 billion coming in, I think it's going to be a bit of a different story. I don't think he's going to have that string to worry about compared to this particular, you know, round in being the president. And, you know, Dustin did call in, and he said, well, I want to hear from Trump supporters and whatever, you know, what you think. And, you know, he keeps saying that nothing is happening, and that's just a bunch of nonsense. It just sounds like he's a whiny loser. And he doesn't mention that U.S. Steel is investing $1 billion in their Mon Valley facility in Pennsylvania, and they have Cameron LNG in Louisiana. They're doing a $10 billion facility. They're going to export 12 million tons of natural gas. He doesn't mention that Mazda Toyota in Huntsville, Alabama, is investing $1.6 billion in a 2,000-acre, 300,000-vehicles-a-year plant. And he doesn't mention Fiat Chrysler is investing $4.5 billion in three plants in the Detroit area. Doesn't mention anything about Foxconn. And, you know, if this guy keeps saying that nothing is happening, is it, give me a break. Go to the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, and you can read all kinds of fascinating articles about how manufacturers are adding to their workforce, 20%, doubling it, whatever. And this guy is, you know, his comments are just terrible. I mean, he, as far as I'm concerned, he wrecks your show. And anytime he calls in, I just click the whole show off. And that goes for Mark and Layla. I mean, Mark was talking, I don't know, 10 days ago, and he was saying that he thinks that you and him and Layla and Dustin could run the country better than Trump. And I'm like, what the world is this? The What Really Happened comedy show? Give me a break. you know that movie Airplane, when Lloyd Bridges was up in the tower and he crashed through the window and bailed out? Do you remember that scene?
Yes, I remember that scene.
Well, I think that's Layla after about 2 weeks in the White House. You know, the press is calling her a lunatic and a whack job and incompetent. And
yeah, let's
and that.
Not get personal here, okay?
Well, she calls in and she bashes Donald Trump all the time and says, oh, he's never going to fulfill
Nathan,
his promises.
Nathan, great that manufacturers are doing well. But Donald Trump campaigned on vaccine safety. That's not getting done. He campaigned on cleaning
job.
Up our... Come on, Nathan, my turn. Trump campaigned on cleaning up our crooked election system. That's not happening. He campaigned on lowering prescription medicine costs. Now it turns out that's not going to happen. He campaigned on throwing Hillary in prison. That didn't happen. And he campaigned mostly on getting us out of these foreign entanglements. That didn't happen. In fact, we're getting more entangled as time goes on. So I think for the vast majority of the American people, great that the factories are getting built. But overall, Trump has been a major disappointment.
Well, Michael, one last question. What do you think that the Supreme Court would look like if Hillary was president? It would be like,
I would be very unhappy to have seen Hillary Clinton as president, but yes. Trump's a disappointment. Anyway, Nathan, we gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials.
Bye-bye.
Back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Is this Mark or Mo?
Mo.
Okay, I think it's I Mo. Accidentally skipped over Mark. All right. All right, so we're going to talk to Mo, then we're going to back up to Mark. Mo, what's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, listen, all I'm saying is this guy was coming down pretty hard on, you know, on one of your callers. And I think, you know, sometimes there's just a thread that follows through this whole thing. And if somebody really, and I voted for Trump, my wife voted for Trump and Pence, but these evangelists, these born-again Christians that believe that, you know, Israel is the promised land and that, that Jesus is coming back to Israel, they don't realize what's really going on. This whole, the whole crux of this, of Trump's position on the worldview is he's a Zionist, you know, Mike. Now maybe he's not deep down, because he's not born, you know, with the, you know, Ashkenazi Jewish, you know, phony thing. But to me, I think that he's, I can't figure it out. I don't know if he's taken in or he's going to expose him. But in my mind, this Zionism thing is, if somebody just, bottom line, somebody just Googles what percentage of the media is owned by Jewish controlled. It's 98%.
Yes.
Well, how the heck is that possible? That means 98% of what we're getting through the mainstream media, which none of us watch if we're listening to good shows like yours, is bent towards the Zionists. Do you remember when the Netanyahu gave his speech and the congressmen all clapped like a bunch of trained seals? This is embarrassing, Michael. This is not, we are, like you said, we are ruled by a foreign power. And I don't know, you know, Ivanka's, you know, converted over Chabad Lubavitch. The Talmudic Jews think that everybody that's not Jewish is just nothing but cattle. And they believe their Messiah is going to come and we're all going to be slaves to them. Now, that sounds crazy. But if you read the writings, if you read the Revis, the you know, the rabbis, that's what they're saying. And this is like the biggest scam that's ever, it's almost like, it's so dystopian that I can't even believe it. But if you research it, it's there. And I know you know this, Mike, but we all got to be very careful because they run everything. Am I wrong or right?
Well, they run most of it.
98% of the mainstream media. Look at all the, I'm not, and you know, I know that there are real Jewish people that don't believe in the you know, the Talmud. Now,
okay, well, listen, Mo, I'm going to have to let you go. We got a new station break, and then I got a whole bunch of phone calls waiting as we get into hour number three. So we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.